My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
Save big money on your entire roofing project at Menards. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements and represents up to 40% of your home's exterior. Owens Corning architectural shingles offer ultimate protection and impressive curb appeal. Choose from over 40 options and save big money on all Owens Corning shingles now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, both men and women go to gyms, obviously, but has that changed the culture and atmosphere in the gyms? Is there still a bit too much testosterone flying around the place? The sports writer Cliona Foley has a view on this. Cliona, good afternoon.
Hi, Sean.
When you first started going to gyms, what were they like then and how much have they changed?
Well, I originally graduated as a PE teacher in 1982, which was exactly the year that Jane Fonda brought out her famous fitness videos. They sold 17 million. They popularized kind of exercise classes for women, and women started going into gyms much more. But at that point, it was largely for exercise classes, I'd say. You know, if there were weights in the gyms and free weights in the gyms, it was usually men using them. And that really didn't change until well into the 90s, I think. But now we have this fantastic, you know, social movement almost, where young women and young men go to the gym. It's part of their weekend. They do it before going to the pub, some of them. And it's a cultural movement, I would say now, as well as a health movement.
So would you say the atmosphere has changed a lot in terms of accommodating men and women?
I think on the face of it, the atmosphere has, and there's lots of aspirations and that it's a very egalitarian space. But I was really interested by my own experiences and then by a bit of research I came across in the last year. I like a lot of people, I wasn't in the gym during COVID, and then I went back to the gym after COVID. And the gym I went to, I was blown away and infuriated when I went to use the hairdryer, and I looked and there was a bunch of flyers right under it for what is now called Tweakman's, which is basically a company had their flyers in the gym advertising interventions and basically what is plastic surgery. And that really shocked me, and I left the gym and I never went back. I went in and I said to them, first of all, why are they here? And secondly, what are they doing? Are they in the men's changing rooms as well? Because I don't believe they would be in the men's changing rooms. And I got a very blank face and no answer. So that interested me. Why was why were those advertisements in the women's changing room in a gym that's about health and fitness, not about a third party change in the way your body looks? So that was one thing. And then I came across this great piece of research. There's a center in the TUS and at Lone, Sean. A lot of research and science on women in sport is based on men's bodies. But in the She Center in the TUS and at Lone, they do research specifically on women. They study women in sport and women in sports science. And Emma Cowley, a postdoc researcher down there, had done this really good joint research with an English colleague. And it was entitled Women's Body Image and Experiences of Exercising in Gym Settings. And their findings really interested me, because one of the great things they found was that, and they interviewed over 500 women across the globe. It wasn't just Irish, but it confirmed that 87% of the respondents had no qualms about getting muscular, and they actually really loved weight training and resistance training. So that's a move. That's a big progress, because there used to be this old trope that women didn't like getting muscular. And even students in my old days teaching, they used to say, I don't want to get muscular, miss. But that's gone now. Women like being muscular, and they're proud when they do hard work and they get muscles. But the research also found there was no correlation between that muscularity and their body appreciation. And they actually found, as they said, the quote was, they even women who were muscular still internalized the thin ideal. So this thing of wanting to look thin is still a big driving factor. And that surprised me because I thought, you know, I really thought we'd moved on from that. So it is interesting, first of all, that they're in. And then they had a lot of research on sort of how the gyms made them feel, what were their experience in it. And one of the things in it was that, and they were talking about mixed gyms, Sean, not female only, sure, or not weight, not those heavy weightlifting gyms that are really popular now with men and women. But these are mixed public gyms, I would say. The women, some women reported that they had to fight for space. Men were reported, as one quote was a great one, taking up an unholy amount of it, and feeling entitled to walk over and take gym equipment that women were already using. And then the women also described feeling sexualized, annoyed, objectified, creeped out, uneasy, scared, threatened, and unsafe due to unwanted stares and comments from men. And 72% of them reported that they got at least one unsolicited comment from a man in the gym, which, you know, should be zero. Nobody should be commenting on your body, men or female. So yeah. That was interesting to me that those elements are still there, when really we've been told, oh, gyms are equal spaces now and everybody feels safe there.
Mansplaining, that's a thing. Anytime we bring this up, like, people are sending in messages about they're in the gym 5 seconds and some man's coming over telling them they're doing it wrong before they've even started doing it.
Well, it really surprises me again that this continues, because again, women are using weights now and lifting heavier weights all the time, and it's a big element of the gym for them. And I actually I looked at a women's only gym. There's a company called Women's Fitness. They have one in Cork and they now have one in Dublin and Limerick, and they're only one of a couple of chains like this. But I interviewed one of their users, and she said she's a mum of three, went back to the gym, has learned to lift in the last 6 years and has been lifting regularly all the time. And she said she was on holidays in a hotel in Spain last summer. So she said, I'll go down and use the gym. And she said on the first day she was there, a guy came over and told her she was doing it wrong and how she should be doing it. So it's really interesting. And she was like, that has never happened to me in my women's only gym. And, you know, why does that still continue to happen?
Yeah. Now, is there, and wherever the pressure comes from, does some women at least feel a pressure to almost like look good before they go into the gym? You know, you can't go in and repair a ratty tracksuit and no makeup.
And the women in that research as well, they were saying like they felt that for people to think that they knew what they were doing, that they were capable here, they needed to have the right gear on as well, which is really interesting, this notion that you had to look part. And also, I think there are lots of contradictions still, and I find them really vexing, this thing that you have to look a certain way in the gym. Like, to me, you go into the gym to sweat, to work hard, and it shouldn't matter what you look like. But Emma Cowley in her research found a research internationally that one of them had that women spent as much as 40 minutes getting their makeup right before they went out onto the gym floor. Now, to me, that is like, I just don't understand that mindset at all. I never wore makeup when I played sport. I understand there's that element of kind of wearing your armor, Sean, you know, that some women are empowered by that. But at the same time, it's totally counterintuitive to put makeup on your skin that you want to breathe and get out there and be fit. So there are lots of kind of vexing contradictions, and some of them come from women themselves. That's certainly true.
Yeah. Now, and one assumes that in when it's female only gyms, then a lot of those factors are gone. Would that be the case?
That seems to be the experience. Yeah. And it's why some women like to work in a women's only space, because they feel they aren't being judged. They aren't being underestimated. There aren't people coming over and giving them unwanted information. And they just find that it's a more comfortable, collegial place to exercise. Now, look at, you know, as I say, I stress that this research was done on gyms that shared a space. Public gyms, if you like, can often sometimes be leisure centre gyms. They vary, but I think every gym is different. And I think the thing to do is you look at your gym and you see, does it serve my purpose? Is it doing the right thing for me? As I said, once I saw a gym that was allowing people in to advertise tweakments, I said, that's not the gym for me. I'm not happy here. I'm getting out of here and I'm not coming back, you know. The same gym actually had got rid of, you know, those holders you have for your products, Sean, you know, in the showers. they got rid of all those. And I said to them, previous to this, I said, what are you doing? Like, you've got soap in our eyes. We're all trying to catch bottles down at our feet. We can't see what we're doing. They were, there were too much hassle to clean. Again, I said, that's not a female friendly space, because women tend to have more products inside in their showers. So I think you have to ask, just, does this gym serve my purpose? Is it making me feel valued? Do I feel equal in here? Are there people hogging the equipment? You just ask those questions, and you ask them of the management as well. I think we're probably afraid to ask sometimes.
Yeah, Cliona, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was the sports writer, Cliona Foley. Someone's texting in to ask that I explain what mansplaining means. I see what you're doing there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.